I don't have the best history when it comes to making decisions like that. Like,
really?
I used to cheat.
Oh, honey.
Welcome to the Oh Honey podcast,
where you get the sticky and the sweet with Summer
and Amanda and Candace.
So Candace is a dancer and a musician. She used to dance with Nicki Minaj, Pitbull. Who else we got? You have the whole Chris Brown. Yep, and J Lo. Which, who doesn't love J Lo?
I love her so much.
So you pretty much worked with like a lot of huge musicians, which is incredible. Like that's a huge achievement, and especially as a dancer.
Yeah, like, it's huge.
Like the top of the top. Like what can you do from there? You know.
Yeah, you gotta just try to find your next thing, and that's where music kind of came in for me. I've always been into it, so you gotta have music to dance. So I just wanted to be a part of the creative process.
So. And you're so good. We danced to one of your songs.
Yes, we sure did. Yeah. I was like, hey, I think I got a song for you. You're like, let's do it.
Yeah, oh my gosh, it's so hard. She in heels.
In heels, yeah. You killed it, though.
Oh, thanks, I was dying. Like,
it's a real workout.
Yeah,
for sure.
It is. Yeah, it's like
dance
you have to be so strong.
Yep.
I need you to teach me how to dance.
Listen, I'm here for it. Just come over. Like, all my friends, they say the same thing, and guess what? They come over, and we have cookouts, and then we just dance in the kitchen, and that's, like, the best practice. When you're at home by yourself, in the mirror, doing your makeup, that's good twerk practice, and then when you're cooking and you're doing just, like, normal at-home stuff, that's when the best practice comes
in. And you do all of your own choreo?
Yeah, I do, and I also have choreographer friends that I also just want to... It's always good to collaborate with people, you know? So people that want to show their work, I give people opportunities to kind of put their work on my music.
Because so
I could
cool.
do, yeah, I could do it, but I feel like there's so many good people out there. Let's just like collaborate and make something great.
Yeah, right. That's a great, I mean, that's what Beyonce does too. She's just like, she's like, all right, you know, come on, like perform,
right.
Like do your thing. Here's your platform. Here's your opportunity.
Here, go show your stuff.
Yeah.
Here you go. I'm going to leave stage.
Yeah.
You guys go ahead and do your thing. Like
yeah, I'll
watching
be right back.
Her do her stuff, especially watching this, that thing, the
homecoming.
Special homecoming. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just like was a re-up on just how amazing she is and B, like dance is a real strong, important aspect to the culture, to who we are, to what we do. And I'm just so happy that she gave people, my friends, you know, my peers, opportunities to choreograph and to put the whole show together. Shout out to Jaquel Knight, who put the whole entire thing together and creative directed the whole thing.
And massive
production. Huge.
Like, no joke.
Like, he's hired me on so many gigs, and you would never think the person that, you know, like, friends of yours are doing huge, huge shows, putting together probably one of the biggest shows I've ever seen in my life, you know?
Yeah.
So,
but
yeah,
letting that. Letting that inspire you too.
100%.
Yeah.
And watching the hard work, like we're used to 8-hour rehearsals. We're used to every single day, barely having a day off. You know, those are kinds of things that we kind of just brush them over. We don't really think about it, but like it's real. When you look back on things like that, you know, it kind of shines light back onto, wow, dance has a lot of perks in a way that like our work ethic is insane.
What do you think that has really... I don't know, brought more attention to the value of choreographers and dancers? Because, like, that was, like, an industry that was kind of, like...
Quiet. It was kind of quiet for a while.
Yeah.
Honestly, I want to say social media. I think it kind of brought a really cool light to the dance world.
That's
especially
what I
found
for
you. Me. Yeah. I literally was... I mean, I'm a normal girl. I've just been dancing my whole entire life. And social media was cool. Posting pictures, I thought it was a filter app. I posted
That's
a picture.
When I
didn't
even started using it.
I'm like, wow, this is cool. Vignette.
Yeah.
And then kind of just started doing dance videos, like posting from rehearsals, like a little like improv here and there, and then the views just kind of kicked into gear. And I'm like, what is going on? Why is this? Why do people care about this? I do this every day. This is normal.
It's so normal to you.
Yeah.
But to everybody else, like, whoa.
Everybody's like, whoa. How do you
do that?
And then it was just like after, you know, it's been a couple of years with the whole Instagram thing and dancing on Instagram, you would never think that that's even a category. And it is. My life is completely changed.
Yeah.
Because of social media and through dance, even though I've been doing it forever and it's been my first job ever and my last, really.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I used to make $75 a show for dancing at retirement homes.
Really?
For C&J Productions back in Miami.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I used to do that.
Shout out to Miami.
I'm going there tomorrow. See you guys there. And, yeah, it's just been insane. The roller coaster has just been so, so much fun. Yeah. Through dance.
And now you're able to be your own boss, too, through your own platform. And, like, you do music now.
Yep. I've been doing music for forever, really.
You can
That's
tell,
the reason
though.
Why I came out to L.A. was to do music. And while I was signed to a major record deal with Island Def Jam, I was on tour with Nicki Minaj and Pharrell. And those are the people that put real money in my pocket because I was in a girl group. So when you're in a girl group, you have to split things four ways. You have to buy the house. You got to do this.
Sounds fun, but then you realize,
you're like, oh, wait, this isn't really paying the bills, you know?
Yeah.
So I got the opportunity to dance with some of the biggest artists in the world. I learned from them. I think that was the best part about it. It was like, what do I love about this? What do I hate about that? How do you treat people? Mm-hmm. Things like that while you're on tour. You're moving around a lot. You have this makeup artist. You have this dancer. You got to take care of the people around you. And I think that was the biggest learning lesson about going on tour. And then it got me ready to be a solo artist. I mean, I've been training for a very long time, and I finally feel like now's the time. So I've decided to put the dancing for people or anything like that. I've put that down for a bit, and I just really want to focus on my own music.
Yeah. What would you say are like some of the biggest struggles that you've had to get to where you are now?
And well, there's been obviously so many. One is just moving away from... Do you hear the plane?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, airplane. Fine. Okay.
Yeah. I like that, though. That's like, how you know you do your own stuff. Usually we do pause.
I know.
Hold for plane.
Yeah. Holding? Okay. It's good. I moved all the way from Miami, away from my family. So obviously I was like the only person here. And that whole thing took forever to get over. And really it's just... saying no to jobs that you know that you're guaranteed money, or sometimes it's not about the money, but like that's the lesson that I've had to really kind of just like put into practice. Like, okay, we can't do this music video for somebody. You just can't, because you got to be seen now in a different light, and it's kind of awkward. It's a very awkward thing to do, and I've done a million music videos, and it's always helped my career. But for what I want to do, to be a taken serious in the music world, I cannot be featured in Lil Jon's music video. You know what I mean?
Who's your favorite music video you've done so far? Since you're not doing it anymore.
Talk about it. Honestly, I loved being able to work with J-Lo back in Miami. I did a music video for her. I mean, just because I'm the biggest J-Lo fan you'll probably ever find. It wasn't the biggest feature, but it was like such a cool experience. Watching her work was insane. And then being chosen as like the speaking role with Neo in his last music video. I was just like a social media girl on there, and I got to be like the opposite of me, just super mean and just being like, this is just gross. So that was really fun, because we were in between takes, we'd kind of laugh,
play a character.
This is hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, there's so many, really, there is, but every one of them kind of taught me different things. So I love music videos, though, just in general. Like, it really hurts me to say no to them. Like, for example, 2 weeks ago, I had to turn down an Usher music video.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, you're like...
I don't care, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But I'm like, I gotta do it. So that's
watching music videos. You know, you ever get on Vevo and just like watch them?
Yeah.
It's so entertaining.
They're my favorite thing to do.
Storylines.
Yeah, just watch. And then some of them are funny. Some of them,
Some of them don't have anything to do with the song, but...
And that blows my mind, too. I'm like, who created this?
Yeah.
I'm like, who's the creative director?
Yeah, who is on this one?
Yep. Exactly. So I know, like, I Google directors and all that stuff. I love music videos.
Yeah. When, like, with your movement towards music, like, did that change kind of your friend groups at all?
Oh, absolutely. My core dancer friends, especially back in Miami, they just were like, you're missing out on all these dance shops. Like, I don't understand what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's the best, though, when people don't understand what you're doing.
That's the easiest to separate. Right. Yeah, I'm okay with separating at that point. If you don't get me, if you don't understand me for who I really want to be, that's the easiest way for me to just step away. I think I got really good at that, and I'm proud that, you know, because at the end of the day, like, if I believe in you and your goals, I don't understand why you can't believe in mine, even though it's something completely different from what you want to do, you know? So definitely the friend situation, that's another awkward one that you have to kind of go through. But yeah, and whoever does believe in did or has been is like has really been there, and like I really appreciate it, and I really cherish my friends. Like I just had a show in LA about a month ago, like my first real show in LA, which sounds crazy to me, but my first solo show in LA where my friends came for me, and the place was full of my people. That's in so LA cool.
When was it? Where was it?
It was at Sayers Nightclub, and the musical director for Black Eyed Peas put the whole thing together. His name is Keith Harris, and he put this whole experience together, and he asked me to come and perform, and I danced with his wife. That's how I even know so who they are.
Sayers is legendary,
too. And I had no idea, really. Yeah. And they're like, we're going to have you open, and I'm like, okay, cool. I just want to, you know, finally get to do my new songs that nobody's even heard.
That's awesome.
I wish Oh Honey podcast was what, you know, like any SNL or whatever, you get to perform. Yeah. Like, I want to move the bean bags.
Next season.
No, seriously, if you guys have that, which we can make this into a whole show area. So don't worry, I can help you do that. Like, we can just kick the bean bags. Like, yeah.
We have Candace under the staircase.
Here we go.
Great acoustics.
We just got to get the lights controlled and we'd be good.
Yeah. You can make it happen.
No, really. Let's do it. Let's talk that in. Yeah, let's speak it into existence. Yeah.
Manifest. Well, we have this thing that we do where our fans write in and we give them advice on their relationships, love life, all that good stuff. And if you guys want to send in your diary entries, you can at diary@ohhoneydiary.com.
Oh, honey. And make sure it's detailed, guys, because we need some more deets.
We need the juicy details. And Candace, you're going to help give some advice.
Okay. All right.
All right. So, the first question, Oh Honey.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm about to get married to my boyfriend, and my ex showed up out of the blue and wants to get back together. I thought in the past that he was the love of my life, but then he broke up with me. Now he's come back saying it was a mistake. My wedding is in 3 months. I don't know if I can trust him again, but I also still have feelings for him. What?
Damn.
I love my fiance too, but to be honest,
sounds good.
I had a deeper connection with my ex. Suggestions? Should I ignore him or leave my fiance and see what we can, if we can work it out again?
That's that Oh Honey moment.
Oh honey. Ooh, child. That's deep. I would just say, the wedding's planned, huh? I would just say just kind of hold off a little bit and maybe just figure it out. That's bad because, you know, I don't have the best history when it comes to making decisions like that. Like,
really?
I used to cheat. I used to cheat on my relationships. I'm proud that I don't do that anymore, and that's why I can talk about it. And it's like actually a thing of mine that if my friends know. My friends know. Like, it's good when I'm good now. I don't do that stuff. But so that I wish I could tell you what to do, but I feel like I just stick with your fiance.
Yeah.
Don't complicate things. Just stick with what you know.
It's always bigger, better syndrome, too. Like, you're with somebody, life is good, you're happy.
Right.
But I feel like the marriage thing is something you should be sure of. And if you still have feelings for somebody
else.
That's
the thing.
But it's already planned.
Right.
Yeah.
But maybe she should just cancel that. Because if there's, like, a second option, like, you, there shouldn't be, just say no to
both
of them.
That's life. Like, that's marriage. That's supposed to be life, right?
That's true.
So if you're not, if you're unsure,
like. But I also think that there's a reason why that ex is an ex, so you should probably keep it an ex.
That's always the thing, yeah.
What's that saying? It's like reheating up like McDonald's fries.
Leftovers. It doesn't taste as good as the first time, and it was already bad the first
time. Right. And you didn't realize why you didn't even love him to begin with.
Yeah, sometimes leftovers taste better. Okay, it's like, okay, this is like the saying. It's like reading the same story and then reading it again and then expecting a different ending.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, there you go. That was a good one.
But what can she do now? I think she should just, like, have a sit down with her ex and really figure out.
I feel like she should just drop them all.
And be out.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. It's like, if you are with someone and you obviously don't love your fiance, because if you were, you wouldn't care about that. You know, you wouldn't care about someone else. Because, like, when you're really in love, you don't see anyone else but that.
And you should be so in love to where it's like
you don't even care. You're like,
yeah,
ew.
Like, no, ew.
You're like, you look back at that relationship and think, ew, disgusting. I'm so happy I found better.
Yeah, that's true. Date people until you feel that way.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
And it's so important for us to know as women, like, we choose at the end of the day. Like, we choose who we kind of want to love, even, because love is an action, and we have to put that into work.
Mm-hmm.
So you can love somebody, but you don't put any, like, you don't grow it. You don't put any water on it. You know what I mean?
That's
So love is, that's what gets me is, like, I choose who I want to be with. I choose who I want to love at the end of the day. You don't know who you're going to be attracted to, but you can choose who you want to love. So I think that's what's tough about the whole thing.
Yeah, it's like, maybe water it a little.
Yeah, water your
and we always talk about how even communicating or texting a guy when you have a boyfriend or vice versa is cheating in a sense.
Yeah.
So she's already pretty much cheating on her fiance if she's talking to her ex.
Yeah. And even letting him.
It's dangerous.
Offer.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, here, come on,
and
devil.
And then she's going to go into
come in here.
She's going to go into her new marriage with a guilty conscience. Like, oh, before we got married 3 months ago, I was pretty much talking to my ex.
And he's not going to be about that.
No, I'd rather somebody cancel a wedding on me and.
No.
Then have somebody marry me and, like, have feelings for other people still.
And then be, like, effing at her ex,
like,
on the
just
side.
Like, hurt me right away and cancel this. And then it's going to hurt less than you doing it down the line. And actually, like, you think you're wasting a lot of money by canceling a wedding early, but.
You're actually saving money.
Yeah.
Because that divorce is going to cost 3-4 times as much.
Exactly. And who knows if it'll be a nice divorce, because sometimes when they're not nice and lawyers are involved and those add up. So it's
that's
like,
tough.
Yeah.
I wish her luck.
It's not a good route. She's on a slippery slope right now. So she should just get off that mountain and go home.
Yeah. Go take a nap and wake up and figure it out.
Yeah. Be a runaway bride.
Runaway bride.
Don't do that either. Just
That's not it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think that's the movie.
Tough. I don't know if we even gave her an answer, but.
Yeah.
I think she needs to, obviously, like that cliche, follow your heart, but.
It's true. She'll know soon enough. Time will obviously tell. And I hate when people tell me that, but it's true.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I just say don't get married before you know.
Agreed.
Yeah, because that's the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And.
And kids and all that.
Yeah. I want to hear about this cheating past that you had, though. Like, how did you change that?
I mean, it was really just me. Not wanting to be mean to whomever I was with, or like I loved someone, right? Or I loved the boyfriend I was with. But I would notice that, like, I would love them because they're like, I would put men in categories.
Mm-hmm.
So this man has a great education and he's so sweet to me.
Mm-hmm.
This man, okay, but he's missing this, that,
he's
and the
filling
third.
That need. That'll be
there's
that
different
guy for
pockets.
That. Yeah,
this guy is so affectionate, and I love the way he makes me laugh. But his
comedy
family,
guy.
Yeah, but his family isn't really the best family, and they have a horrible past or things like that. Or this guy is completely super rich and has no emotions at all.
Mm-hmm.
And as a woman, you kind of have to go through what you want.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's why dating's important too.
Dating is so important, and we could pretend like affection doesn't matter. We can pretend like money doesn't matter. We can pretend like career and status doesn't matter. We could pretend like all those things don't matter. But for me, it was important that, you know, I wanted to be with somebody nice, but I would never find somebody nice that had every single, so what I would do is I would get this from this person, and this isn't in a hoish way at all, for real. I would literally this is when I was back in Miami.
Yeah.
It's like I would have, this person would be for this box, this person would be for this box, mm-hmm. and it was wrong. It's wrong. It's not right. It's not like, you know, but I was like learning through it. I'm like, I don't want to break up with him because that's so mean. He's so sweet. Mm-hmm. But this one, like, this is the life I want to live. Like, I'm out here. I'm working hard. He's working hard too. He gets me on that work level, you know, and I just would never find somebody that.
You love different aspects of each person.
And I justified that in my brain.
Yeah.
As to why I was doing that.
Yeah.
But I thank God for my friends. Like, they would be like. Some friends, well, they still understood me because they know me, right? Yeah. They didn't judge me. They weren't like, whatever. But they'd be like, no, Candace, this is wrong because you're lying to this person.
That's
like,
great friends, though.
Yeah. Like, this is wrong because of this. And this, you don't. How would you feel if somebody was doing that to you? And mm-hmm. then it took, like, years for me to understand, you know? And women don't talk about that.
Yeah.
And women don't do that because it's wrong. It looks hoish or it's like, whatever it is, but like that was one of those things where it's just like I had to justify it in my own brain. I didn't do drugs growing up. I don't have any tattoos. I cheated.
Yeah,
it was like
that was your thing. Yeah,
it was my thing, you know.
But that's great though,
and now you've probably learned from it, and you now whoever's gonna be with you is gonna have the most loyal.
I'm so proud of myself. I'm so proud that I can understand, like, if I'm feeling this way, if I feel like you said about the homegirl talking to her ex, like, that's already cheating. And if I'm feeling that with the current situation I'm in, I need to figure out what's going on with my situation before I even tap back into the ex situation.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. You gotta, like,
what am I missing in my relationship that makes this
me feel like I need to go back there? Yeah. Exactly. So I'm gonna acknowledge it with my boyfriend at the time first and figure that out before I even tap back into any other ex situations, because that's, I don't want to disrespect the person I'm with, and I don't want to lose somebody that I'm with because I'm curious or I want to know. I finally learned that there's a difference.
I think it's also not like thinking of it in a different way of, all right, my boyfriend is my boyfriend and my boyfriend has to do all these things, instead of thinking this is a human.
Yep.
And my friend, and, you know, he has their flaws, but he doesn't need all those things because, you know, it's just like taking the idea out of our minds that this is his label and he has to meet all these requirements to be in that label, and otherwise he doesn't deserve that label. Yep. That's when you start manipulating people in a way to where, like, oh, or justifying what you do because they didn't meet this.
Right, and so. that was probably within me the whole entire time. Like, I didn't really understand. But, yeah.
Well, how do you do it? Like, because, you know, nobody's perfect.
Right.
And even now with, because you have your boyfriend now, right?
Yeah, it's been about 2 years now.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Yeah, and I feel like this is the first time I'm completely content with not talking to an ex if they hit me up. Right. Or
and does if your boyfriend knows about your past and
stuff? He knows exactly, and he's I was very honest about that out the gate, like, hey, I'm not an angel, I'm not a saint, this is how I used to maneuver, you know what I mean? And he accepted that. That's
and he first realized round. The honesty, and he probably is because it's not like he had to find out, like, oh, bro, did you know the girl you're dating is, like, a big cheater?
Right. For sure. And I think that is why we started off on such a great foot. We built such a good foundation. I mean, I knew he was hoeing around in these streets. You know, he's an athlete. Like,
he has backstory.
Athletes in this city in L.A., that's not, you know.
Yeah, they have reputations, too.
Absolutely. And, like, we have a rule, like, whenever we go out, if there's somebody he used to date or talk to and we're out, tell me.
Yeah.
If we're there. I don't need you to list me all the girls you've ever done anything with.
Imagine.
But I don't need that.
Let's go out to the left and we'll work our way to the right. We have
the whole table. If we're there in the same room, you know, let's have a common respect. Same. I went on a couple of dates with this guy. All right, cool. Now we can know how to move together. Then we start turning into a unit. And mm-hmm. kind of works from there. But definitely honesty from the beginning when you start a new relationship, when you know your past, I think is the most important part. You don't want to start
because
a foundation
on a
weak.
Not like a, it's not a weapon, but it's like a tool. Like, you know, exactly. It's like how you confront it. You know, it's like, because then you're also lying from yourself and then you're like scared of them finding out about it.
Yeah. Like, oh, and then yeah. it's the whole time you're like tiptoeing.
People are going to find out.
Absolutely. Always. And that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. And it's only taken me till now to even talk about it. I've never even spoken about it in public or, you know, only my yeah. friends know. But like, I'm to the point where it's like, I know who I am and I know what I've done. And
you
know.
Use it as yeah. a learning experience.
Yeah, absolutely. But there's
you don't hate yourself for it. It was just a part of your journey.
Yeah. And there's so much respect that comes, like, instead of like, some people are afraid to say what they used to do because they're afraid of being judged for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's like, it's, right now it's the opposite. Like, instead of me being like, oh, she cheated on her boyfriend somewhere. Oh my God.
yeah.
Like, it's me being like, wow, mad respect for Candace for like,
owning it.
Yeah, and changing her ways because she wanted to better herself as a person. And that's what we're all doing.
And
yeah.
you, like, in your yeah. mind, like, figured out, like, why you're doing it. Like, you
yes.
make yourself
it took a minute
victim
for that.
And be like, oh, well, right. he did this, and you, like, understand, like, why you did
right.
it is your problem,
absolutely.
Not theirs, you know?
Absolutely, and that took so much time mm-hmm. to learn. Like, it didn't happen overnight. This took years, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? But definitely a huge learning experience. And I think that what a lot of it was like, I've never heard another woman say that before.
No. Yeah.
Like, and I did, honestly, so I didn't know how to react to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I didn't even know how to learn. Yeah. No celebrity has ever even brought it up. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Or watched an interview. That,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's been a process, but.
Yeah.
And now, young girls who, like, are in there, years of maybe doing that, now they have someone they can relate to and not like
yeah
you know and
yeah.
like learn from it and change, because you're yeah. not saying, hey, keep cheating,
right?
You're saying like
check
it
yourself.
Was a mistake,
yeah,
and it was not something you're proud of,
right.
But you are owning it because it is your past and
it's a real thing.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know.
So how are you, and I'm not sure if I asked this like directly, but how are you able to cope with that somebody's not perfect and checking off all those boxes? Or were you able to find your boyfriend who actually hit all those boxes?
I think it's having the right certain amount of boxes that need to be checked. Okay,
yeah.
Like
prioritizing
yeah. and standards.
Yeah.
Like, okay, he needs to have this, he needs to have that. Okay, so once those are pretty much covered, then you start to understand like who you are and what you can handle and what you can't handle and what you can't do without, those kinds of things. And I mean, my boyfriend is pretty much checked off for the most part everything that I need, and of course he's not perfect and I'm not perfect either, but I think a lot of it is just I think it's him. I think he pretty much checked off it.
Yeah, he did.
Because I don't feel like I'm missing anything.
Yeah.
I just pray.
And maybe when you're younger, in those days, there was things that you thought you needed.
Yeah.
That maybe now in your older
yeah,
days,
like,
you don't even need that anymore.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. I thought I needed exactly what
you thought
saying.
You needed, like
the most.
Yeah.
And then I realized, like, I could do this myself, or I don't need all these traits in this man. When I'm so happy. When me and him got together, I must say, I was so happy with my life just in general,
mm-hmm.
with my career, with where social media was going, with touring, and I just got enough tour, and I was like feeling it. I finally had money in my account, like enough. So imagine meeting somebody when you're feeling at your best. You have to match it,
mm-hmm.
and once you match it, then we can go. I don't think I was there before. That's probably
right.
why I was doing all those things. I needed
yeah.
that in other men, or I needed that in my boyfriend at the time, or whomever, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
But now, exactly, my standards have completely changed. Not completely changed, but
in
I
the
know
right
I'm going to be okay.
They probably leveled up, and the wrong areas, they probably are like,
yeah,
I'm that person for me, too.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I'm good. Like, mm-hmm. And I know, regardless whether I'm with him or not, I'm going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so, what's the most important.
It's
yeah.
huge. It's
yeah.
huge. That's what I'm saying. Like, the minute I read a book, I don't remember which one it was, but there was a part in the book, and it was like, at the end of the day, is you choose. You choose to love. Like, and once you're happy with yourself completely, 100%,
mm-hmm.
like, anybody that you're with, you're going to be happy with.
Yep. Friends, family, relationships.
Like, I never even used to understand how older women, like, are by themselves and have like two cats and can like content
or happy.
Or happy.
The happiest.
I used to be like, this is the saddest thing I've ever seen and heard. This is so, I would never want that for me and like whatever. But like, I'm finally in a place where I'm just like, I can see how they.
Like, I can get two cats.
Yeah, I can. I want three dogs.
Yeah.
I have a dog now. I'm like, I want dogs. Three. Yeah.
I'm allergic to cats, so I would die in that room.
Yeah. Definitely need a couple dogs. Yeah. Yeah, but I could see it because it's all about, it's all comes from within. If you're happy with your, you choose to freaking be happy every day. Mm-hmm. A guy cannot do that for you. He can add a couple bells and whistles and, you know.
You know, my favorite quote ever is by Cher. Is she says, my mom used to tell me to marry a rich man, and I turned to her and said, Mom, I am a rich man.
Ooh, yeah, I love that quote.
I know, exactly. Something like that. I probably butchered it.
No, that's exactly on point.
Yeah.
It's exactly it. You got to just be happy, and then everything will be.
You got to be your man. Mm-hmm. Your woman.
Yeah.
And then you're the man or the woman you're with, you can be that for them because you're already that, you know? So it's like.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You just start adding things to your, each other's lives at this point.
Like, yeah, it's like enhancing each other's life, not being your everything. Relationships where you're their everything and you're their world, it's toxic because it's like, oh my God, I can't live without you, blah, blah, blah. No. It's like, no, it's like, I can't live without you, but I would rather live with you. But, yeah.
It gets going a little bit dark with it. I don't think it's dark. It's life. It's like nothing lasts forever.
Exactly.
And so whether it's a relationship, like the life of others too, it's like that's how this world works.
Yep.
And if you're not happy with yourself, everything's always going to be moving around you.
Absolutely.
So you need to just like make sure you're good, and then everything that comes your way and leaves, like you can still be good.
Absolutely. It's so important.
That's and like I think core. I say this like pretty much all the podcasts, but I think that with age comes being able to love yourself. Like I always see like older women. We have younger girls. We have older girls that we talk to, and it's always like girls that are a little bit older, they see life in a different way that when you're younger, you don't see it.
You don't see it
at all.
You don't see it.
So it's like
you'll look back at and be like,
So it's like young girls who are listening, it's like
what was I thinking?
It's like young girls who are listening, it's like right now, if you don't feel like, oh my God, I love myself, I'm so confident, you will, like, that's life. You will be a person that you love one day.
Right.
Like, work towards it every day. I'm not saying like, oh, you're young, so that can't happen. If you are young and you're that way, 100% love that. But just know
there's
like,
hope.
There's no time stamp on it. Like you can still grow to love yourself.
I feel like even younger, it's like entitlement rather than really truly loving yourself. Like I feel like that's just what it is. That's a process.
It's a process.
We're just like and when you're young and you're happy, you're just like, well, I'm that girl. Like it is what it is. But
it's not like true.
I think life starts to get less materialistic, and it's like. You don't care about possessions as much anymore. You don't care. You start to care about like
deeper meanings.
Yeah, like actual like love
and real people and interaction and connection.
Yeah,
I think our whole life we're just trying to be connected with something.
Yeah, and everybody wants so many friends too. Like when you're younger, you're like, how many friends do I got? I got a lot of friends. It's like
I'm cool with my five.
Yeah, it's like it. The less friends, sometimes the better. Like always be nice to everybody, but. It's like, it's just like a popularity contest you see a lot when people are getting older.
But that's when you're younger, I feel like you always have something to prove. Like, oh, if I have money, I'm going to make sure I wear Gucci belt, Gucci purse, everything. Because it's like, oh, I need everyone in this room to know.
No.
Or it's like, if I'm with a boy, I need, it's like, I want to be all over him. Because I want everyone to know this is my boyfriend.
It's extremes.
It's like extremes where it's like, you know, like the most wealthy people in the world, like older men who are like super wealthy, they don't have one Gucci belt in sight, not one, like nothing. Because they don't have to prove it. They know. They know what's in their bank account. They know their love relationship. They know. They don't care for other people.
Or they're just so busy to like stress about fashion.
Right. They're like, it's going to come and go. Yeah. Blacks work.
They're like, all right, I'll just put this on.
And they don't care. But I'm just
saying.
I'll
save the world.
They don't need to prove it. Even their cars, they drive a Prius. Like they're not trying to prove other people that they have money. They know they have money. They know they're successful. They know they're killing it. They don't care if anyone else knows.
Yeah.
That's the difference between
or they're just saving the environment.
Okay, a Honda. I don't know. Amanda's like, drive the Prius, guys. Right. You're a real winner.
Right.
Oh yeah. You're like Prius? Ferrari? What's the difference?
A man with a Prius may as well be a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Amanda's like,
maybe.
Hot in here.
Tesla boy. Get over here.
Get over.
All right.
But yeah, it's just like, it's just different level. Because maybe that person back when he was in his 20s, he would wear the all that Gucci shit.
For you know? Sure.
Yeah. But now he's just like, he's past it. You grow out of stages, you know? Yeah.
And us as women, we see it past it too. So like, start from that to like where we are.
The guy with the best style in the world, the best looks in the world, could come up and just sometimes be the most uninteresting human being I've ever met in my life.
That's the same with girls with guys, you know, the most beautiful, done up, all this. And then guys are just like, and?
Right.
You know, so.
Where's the conversation?
Where's the depth?
Yeah.
Give me substance. Where's the substance? I've got nothing.
Yeah. So read books before you shop at the malls.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
This is a stupid story, but last week, that's crazy that you just said that. I was first bored moment in probably 10 years. I'm never bored. I don't even know how to be bored. I have so much stuff to do.
Just hit you all of a sudden.
I was like, so bored. I was like, what do I do? Like, I'm so, like, I have a flight to catch tonight. Everything I had to do got done early. What do I do? I'm like, let me just go to the mall. Let me go buy some sneakers or something.
Yeah.
Get in the car. I'm driving. And I'm like, no. Go home and go research something that you can go invest in. Instead of going to go buy 15 pairs of sneakers, go home and go invest in something. And I literally turned my car around on Riverside. And I went home and I went and started researching things that I could invest in. And like, I told my boyfriend about it later that night. I'm like,
listen.
This is like the craziest thing that happened to me today. He's like, how was your day? I was like, well, I turned around. I was headed to the mall and I decided to go home and do some research.
In that moment, I knew I was a woman.
Yeah, I'm great.
I'm leveled up.
Give me a kiss.
But that's even more of a conversation instead of being like, look at these pair of shoes I got. It's, listen.
You have to invest.
Yes. Is this company? Is there this? Like, you just like go straight into it and it's like, interesting.
Now I know I'm changing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You're evolving.
For sure.
All the sneakerheads out there are like, you should go
she's
for shoes.
You know what? I liked her for a minute.
But yeah.
You know what? I'm tuning off this podcast because what the hell?
Don't get it twisted. I love nice things.
She's trying to invest so she can buy more sneakers than just a couple pairs. She wants to go and buy the store.
Right, yeah. Things are a little bit different nowadays.
Perspective.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
So the reason why I'm so cheap, I'm like the cheapest human ever, that I didn't even want to pay the $12.99 a month for Amazon Prime, but I got hacked one day and they went on and they did it for me.
You're like, I'm gonna use
this. It's life changing. I've never not, and I would have never done it, but I got hacked and they did it, and I'm like, thank you guys.
The best hack ever.
I know. I was like, that was a life hack for real.
That was literally a life hack.
I know. It's a blessing.
I know. So shout out. Just kidding.
Shout out to the hacker. Thanks for blessing my life.
I mean, they also got on there and ordered them some stuff. But
they could have it because they changed my life.
They changed my life, so you guys deserve that.
That's crazy. What else did they do?
Oh, dude, I got SIM swapped. So they swapped. They got into anything that has my number.
They got you good.
They got, so when they take your, they SIM swap you, they have your phone number. So anything that you have two-step authentication, whatever that's called, verification, they get into it because they have your phone number so they can text themselves the codes. Mm-hmm. So they hacked my Uber, they hacked my Lyft, they hacked my Postmates, they hacked my
just annoying.
PayPal.
Like, then you have to change all that.
Yeah. I hate them. It was literally, they hacked every single account that had my number. Like my Instagram, my Twitter, yikes. Everything. Yeah, it's a lot.
Now you know.
I have like PTSD from it. Like, because it happened for a while and they weren't out of my Twitter.
You couldn't get into it?
It's stressful.
Yeah, guys, I was
you're stressing me
struggle bus.
I'm stressing out just thinking about
anxiety. I'm sweating.
And I just can't get into my main email that my dad made for me when I was like 10.
Yep.
It's called Pink Summer Girl, and they hacked me out of it, and they changed the recovery email, so I never can get it again. That was on everything. That's my Victoria's Secret rewards.
And
like,
you were sad
I have so
about
many
that,
points with that email. I was so
gone.
I'm sure that they'll help you out. You should tell them your story.
I told them.
So they didn't.
No, I told Gmail. They don't give up.
They don't care.
They don't care for me.
They don't.
They're like, I have like 5 other emails, so they're like, use your other email.
We need to call the owner of Victoria's Secret and I'll tell them to handle this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey. Yeah, so I have like a
no,
lot
she's
of
on things. Amazon now. She'll just
yeah, like, I've kind of outgrown. Like do you guys know my house in Colorado? I have a storage unit and I have probably 200, 500. Victoria's Secret bags. I used to collect them. I love Victoria's Secret bags.
Just the bags?
Pink stripes. Yeah.
That is so cute. I get it though, because when
I wanted to make my own store and have those bags, but now I'm thinking like, why would I want to brand Victoria's Secret? And then but then another thing I wanted to do, I wanted to take the bags, and my grandma's a really crazy faux finisher, so she can take like pieces of stuff and she can like faux it onto the walls. So I wanted like Victoria's Secret faux on my walls, because I had. In my room, I had like the stripes. My bedroom was the stripes.
Too.
I copied the Victoria's Secret bag. I took it to Home Depot and I matched the colors and I had it on my Victoria.
Mine were green, white, and pink stripes in my room. And it got to a point where I felt like throwing up because I'm like, this is too much.
Oh, like, mine was so cute. But I had the whole basement and then
I was thriving.
And my mom let me have the whole basement in one of her houses when we moved from, I was like 17. She was like, it was only me and her in the house, so she let me have the basement. And what is like a little room that was like striped pink. So it wasn't like the whole, it wasn't like overwear.
See, mine was like a box with stripes on the walls.
Why don't you sell the bags now?
I know, I should sell them.
I don't know can sell them.
Maybe they change them all the time, so these ones are older
maybe
ones.
Just bring, I'm saying vintage. Bring them back and say, here.
I'm going to sell them to all you guys. If you got a Victoria's Secret bag, hit me up. Hit me up, guys.
Victoria's Secret, hit me too.
I'll sign it. We'll package the Oh Honey gear in the Victoria's Secret bag.
And we just like wipe out the Victoria's Secret, and we just say, Oh Honey.
Yeah.
And then we get sued by Victoria's
Secret.
I'm so
mean. I have the big ones, I have the little ones, I have the boxes, you know, the little, like, boxes they'll do like around Christmas time. Yeah,
I have a heat press at my house.
Somebody whoever like tries to go in your storage unit like hack into there, like, so disappointed.
You're gonna be like, oh, wow. Well,
like there's a bunch of empty bags in here.
What is this?
I have all my. I have a weird hoarder problem. I have my clothes from when I was a little kid.
Okay, I get it.
I have my baby clothes. So yeah, no, I have
everything.
Could you
date a hoarder?
Yes, because I kind of low key hoard T-shirts from when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
Like all my gymnastics tees.
Yeah. Don't you want to show them to your kids? Blah, blah, blah. I think my mom made me into a hoarder because she has nothing to show me. She has nothing to show for being her. I'm like, Mom, I want these things. Like, give me things. So I'm going to give them to my kids.
That's cute.
They're
going to be dingy and eaten up by then by like, I don't even know, but like.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It's okay.
It's a fucking
hoarding, as long as it, what is it in LA? It's not in LA, right? You said it was
Colorado.
Over there. Yeah.
I'm gonna need a storage unit out here very soon.
Oh
so.
My god.
Oh man. I have a it lot stresses of shit. Me out just thinking about like storage units for clothes.
You know what, girl? It's a tough life out here.
I mean, listen, you're living it.
We prayed for this. We prayed for this life.
Yeah, I love this life. So
yeah.
I'm telling you.
It's not a bad life to have.
But the things that I don't want to give to my kids, I am going to find like a not like a. Like charity, like charity.
Yeah. All right, let's dive into the honeypots. Question number two.
Hey ladies, excited for your show. So I'm a bisexual female and I want to be public about it, but I'm scared that once I tell my friends and my female friends will think that I like them. I don't have crushes on them, but I am worried it will change the way they want to be friends with me, since they may think now our dynamic has changed since I am attracted to women too. How should I approach this?
I think she needs to dive in. If that's what she feels like she wants to do, dive in, and whoever doesn't stick around can go.
Those aren't your real friends anyways.
If one of my friends told me she was bisexual, okay.
Yeah, cool.
Well, he's like, why does that affect me?
How do I help you find some?
Yeah.
now I know. I'm your wingman.
I mean, it is what it is. Like, and if they're your real friends, they probably already know.
Yeah. That's so true.
You know?
That's a hard thing to
know. I know. That's when you know you're really good friends.
Unless you hit it so
Because you tell them something that you think is so secret and you've never told anyone. And they are like, yeah, I know. I've known.
Yeah. Right. Thanks for finally telling us.
Thanks for being honest with yourself, finally.
Right.
Didn't you already tell us already?
No. You said this last week. No.
That's funny, because even if that happened to me and they've never even told me before, I would act like that.
Right.
I would be like, I already know. Did you just tell me? Like, I've known this for like ever now.
People know.
Yeah.
If you're trying to hide it, just don't.
Yeah.
I mean, we live, 2019? Come on.
Yeah. Let it all out.
Let it all out. Have fun. Enjoy yourself.
Whatever you like, judging. What you don't like.
Don't let your friends judge you.
Mm-hmm.
That's not it.
Well, that's defeats the purpose of friends, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if they do, then they weren't there to begin with to really be
your friend. Honestly, I'm just going to come up with some random thing that I am just to see. And it's false, but just to see who my real friends.
It'll take a month, though, for them to kind of like weed out, but You have to really play that game.
Yeah, it's a game that I'll have to really...
You have to invest in that character.
Yeah. Do you really want to do that?
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
It is, you know?
And then you're lying to your friends, and then it's like...
Okay, you're a liar. It's mostly just like a... Like,
we're coaching Summer through this. We're like, don't do it.
Don't do it, Summer. Like, that's the worst idea you've ever had. Yeah, and I've had a lot of bad ideas, so...
Hey, claim it.
Yeah. I don't really...
I think sometimes, though, when you come out with, like, something new about yourself... then you're even opening up your world even more and allowing those people that you want in your life that are like-minded in your world as well. So you're almost like building your whole like circle around you.
Your whole community.
Yeah.
For sure.
And that can completely change too. And there's nothing wrong with that either.
Right. And then you're going to find people with the same interests and keep it pushing because guess what? You're not the only bisexual woman in the world. I can tell you that.
I'm not alone. You know her friends. She's like, I don't have crushes on them. They're like... You don't like me. You don't think I'm cute.
Like
you
why not me though?
Why not me though?
Like what's up?
Yeah,
I'm not your type.
Right. Okay. Imagine the plot twist is.
Yeah.
Your friends are pissed that you don't like them.
Yeah. Just they want to know why they feel rejected.
Well, what can I do to like be better?
Like, what are you into?
Yeah.
What's your type?
Right.
Please tell me.
We're going to put all of Candace's links below, so make sure you can check them out. She's incredible.
Thank you.
Amazing. And on Instagram, just at Candace.
Mm-hmm.
She got that name somehow.
Somehow, some way.
That's how you know she's an OG.
Yeah, right.
But also, subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't already. Do that. And download all of our podcasts from iTunes. All of our podcasts. Literally all of them. All episodes on iTunes.
Spotify.
Yeah, everything.
And make sure you send in your diary entries to diary@ohhoneydiary.com and make sure to include lots of juicy details. Sweet and
sticky. We love you guys so much. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
See you next week.
Oh honey. Diary LLC makes no warranty or guarantee as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information and recommendations presented in this podcast are general opinions only.
This podcast should not be considered professional or expert advice. Reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own discretion.
Oh, honey.